Let's imagine that I turn off of one street onto another. You may not have noticed it, but I'm being redundant in using off of.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
What sparked the off of topic, Anne?
We got an email from one of our listeners, Helga, who said, isn't this use of a double preposition off of redundant? And she used an example like turning off of division onto Huron here in Ann Arbor. Helga is far from alone in feeling some concern about off of. This is something that's criticized. You can find it criticized online, in style guides. If you go into the Oxford English Dictionary, what you will discover is that off of has been around since the 15th century and historically was considered pretty standard. It doesn't seem to be until the 19th century that people started to not like it so much. So, for example, in 1712, Richard Steele wrote in The Spectator, I could not keep my eyes off of her, which feels very colloquial to me in modern English. Now, I went and looked in a database to see just how common off of is, and you can find it all over the place. Sometimes, to me, it feels potentially a little redundant. For example, rip the license plate off of the car. And I think, well, you could just say off the car. Then there were ones that to me felt very idiomatic. For example, he backed off of that. Is that? I would absolutely say that.
I would say that as well.
Another example, you're making money off of me.
Yes.
And there you've got that off of.
Or making, but I would also say making money off the backs of other people. Yes. Okay.
Exactly. And if you look in the database, you can find both making money off something and making money off of something, and that we get a lot of variation between the two. If you look in American Heritage Dictionaries, they will say you might want to avoid this in formal writing, but it certainly is common in speech.
Now, I say you must be out of your mind quite often.
Right. So there we get out of. There are other double prepositions, some of which are very standard. For example, next to and out of. Now, here's something interesting about out of. There are constructions where we will just use out and constructions where we will use out of, and they can be fairly similar. So, for example, we would say, I looked out the window, but I looked out of the car.
What about based on or based off? That's similar, isn't it?
Well, I get emails from my colleagues at the university who say, my students keep writing based off of, and I think it should be based on. I went and did a little research on this, and it is true that in the past few years, we are seeing an increase in based off of. I'm seeing it in students' writing. My colleagues are seeing it. Based on is still much more common than based off of. In a search of the corpus of contemporary American English, the ratio seems to be about 10,000 to 1 in terms of the ratio of based on to based off of. But I think it is important to remember that prepositions are idiomatic, and one could argue it's just as logical to say based off as based on.
So we're thinking outside of the box.
I certainly am.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.